So we have two sales, one a condo, one a house. Condo, downtown Santa Barbara, sold for $2,550,000, 2,500 square feet, three bedrooms, two and a half bath, built in 2007. $2,550,000, sold off market October 1st. November of 2020, which is close to 2 years, it sold for $1,007,000. Do the percentage on that, Chief. House in Montecito sold for $5,550,000. First one was $2,550,000. This is $5,550,000. September 30th, 2022. It was a four-bedroom, three-bath at 2,400 square feet, third of an acre, walk to Coast Village Road. Great little spot. Sold for $5,550,000, September 30th, 2022. About a year and a half ago, April 2021, it sold for $3,799,000. And from what I remember, because I showed it back then, it was all dialed in, so I don't believe they did any updating, but I couldn't swear to it. So there's a couple little sales for you to ponder. Now, I've interviewed two people, one from Northern California that started Stop Picasso Now, and then a local guy after one sold up on the Riviera, and then there's one that sold in Montecito. And it doesn't seem to be very popular for the neighbors, but, you know, eight people get to buy the house and share it, but it's not a timeshare, that's what they say. So it's a big controversy. And there's a lawsuit going on up in St. Helena. I don't know what's going on with that. But also controversial are vacation rentals. And there was a city council meeting here in the city of Santa Barbara in September of 2022. And I, removing the names here because it doesn't matter who these people are, but one person owned a vacation rental company and said that the majority of them, they own second homes. So they don't live in the homes year round. So if they didn't use them as vacation rentals, her point was that they wouldn't be long-term rentals, because the argument some people make against vacation rentals is that they take away the housing stock, which is true in many cases, because some people have long-term rentals and they go, hey, let's furnish it and turn it into vacation rentals. Now, it gets very complicated, can't get into all the details, but it's very rare where you can have a vacation rental where you could just rent it out for 2 or 3 days. Technically, it's got to be at least 30 days. Minimum, unless you're in a very special zoning. Yet, you see a lot of advertisement for people for vacation rentals for 2-3 days a week. So the city's not collecting the transfer. It's very complicated, not getting their TOT, transient occupancy tax. So in this example from this vacation rental company, she said majority of them own second homes. So if you take away their right to rent them out, then it's not going to do anything, because they're going to want to keep it vacant when they want to come in and to use it as a second home. So if you made a law that would require the owner of a home to live in the home that they're going to rent out as a vacation, let's say you live in a house, friends of mine, they took a trip to Korea, South Korea. They tried to rent out their house for 30 days, which is legal. And it's a perfect example. They live in the house. They're going away for 30 days. Boom. They've done house swaps with people in Europe. Anyway, that was part of the idea. This didn't pass the city council, but the requirement would have been you'd have to live in the home. And her point was, what about all these people that use this as a second home? They don't live there. So then one of the city council, the whole point of this story, was that a city councilwoman said a second home could be someone's all-the-time home. And if someone was living in it as their all the time home, they would be volunteering in the community, sending their children to schools, possibly employing workers as well. Well, that's true. But how could a second home be someone's all the time home? By definition, it's a second home. They would have to sell their primary home or use that as a vacation rental and come to Santa Barbara and call that. How does a second home could be someone's all the time home? The king could be queen, or the queen could be king, if, as the saying goes, which I can't say on the air, or my grandmother would be my grandfather. So, I mean, I didn't understand where she was going. Of course, a second home could be someone's all the time home, but that would require major surgery to come and sell your other home. By definition, it's a second home. Anyway, I'm glad I don't have to be involved in that controversy. It's another Santa Barbara controversy. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.